Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Have you ever heard of the Uncanny Valley? Well, joining us to talk more about it and how it may be going away is Julie Smith. She's a media expert, author, and public speaker, also an instructor with Webster University. What is Uncanny Valley?
Well, it's a fun phrase to say, first of all. But the Uncanny Valley is that creepy, uneasy feeling that you get when you see something in the media and it just feels off, like lifelike robots or like digital avatars that just give you the creeps. That's really the best way to explain it. And with the advent of AI, the Uncanny Valley has really been the feelings or the instances of Uncanny Valley have really been picking up. But now that AI is getting so good, a lot of people are suspecting that maybe the age of the Uncanny Valley is fading away because it's so difficult now to determine what's AI generated and what's not. And the AI generated stuff looks more realistic than it ever has.
That's really scary that on some level, our brains are not recognizing something as being not human.
Right. And it's interesting when you look up like the origin of Uncanny Valley, a lot of scientists think that it originates from our innate fear of the other, or a way that we were psychologically programmed to recognize diseases or death, right? When, you know, ages and ages ago, it's when things look almost human, but not quite. So it's our spidey sense, for lack of a better term. But now it's going to be even more difficult to tell what's AI generated and what's not. So that's why people think the Uncanny Valley is going to fade away after a while.
Is it because of the sophistication of AI, or is it also just because now we're being desensitized to it because we're seeing it so much?
We're seeing it so much. And what I think is really interesting is that the Uncanny Valley used to be emotional discomfort. But now I think because AI generation is so technologically advanced, now I think we're headed towards cognitive discomfort. Like, we don't know what's real and what's not anymore. So maybe we need to come up with a new phrase for it.
I guess, you know, from your perspective, where you teach people how to really dissect what they're taking in, what do we need to do to maybe not lose that ick factor with some of these images?
Yeah, it's like the skepticism. We want to stay skeptical without becoming cynical. But when you read about Uncanny Valley and the growth of AI, there's a phrase that keeps coming up, and it's that it has revolutionized the creator economy so that we can create deception now at an enormous scale. So I just think it's really good to have our little antennas activated all the time and always ask those questions, right? Who's the sender? What's their motive? How is the message designed? What information is left out and who benefits from this? I just think we need to be asking those questions all the time.
Julie, thank you so much.
You bet.